Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. The all-new Opel Mokka. With a new visor front face and pure panel interior, this is Opel.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
The ex-Boher CEO David Maloney has until 5 o'clock today to file an affidavit with the High Court outlining what became of money taken by him and others. A lawyer for Boher has told the court they believe Mr. Maloney was involved in the misappropriation of almost €770,000. Shane Phelan is legal affairs editor with the Irish Independent and is with me now for more on this. Good morning, Shane.
Good morning, Claire.
Will you take us back to how all of this first came to light?
I suppose it all didn't come to light in one go. The initial spark for this was actually an anonymous letter that was received by the chairman of Boher on Good Friday 2019. Harry Lawler received this letter, which basically set out a number of allegations about the claiming of expenses, basically suggesting that expenses claimed by a number of staff had been were wrong. They were claiming for hotels and meals and things like that, which they shouldn't have been, and that David Maloney, the chief executive at the time, was effectively knew about this but was turning a blind eye to it. The board did their own internal investigation into this, and a particular board member was tasked with looking into it. And they determined that David Maloney had known about this months before it was brought to the attention of the board, but there was no evidence that he'd actually done anything about it. So this seems to have then kicked off a more detailed process where they started looking into other matters there. There were consultants brought in, consultancy firm Smith & Williamson, brought in to look at financial and governance issues, and then there were further investigations again then by an IT expert and a forensic accountant mm-hmm. on the back of that investigation.
Now, the external examiners, Smith & Williamson, they were brought in just over a year ago in April of 2020. Did they finish their investigation, or what happened with that?
No, they produced a draft report, and I haven't seen anything to suggest that report was ever finalised, but I suppose you could say that the board took the draft report and ran with it. This highlighted all sorts of issues, Claire. There were governance issues, issues with how staff were being recruited, jobs were being filled without positions being advertised. There was recommendations that there needed to be a trustee succession plan because of concerns that certain board members had been on board for a very long time. There was stuff to do with contracts, all kind of contracts entered into valued above 25,000. They were supposed to be approved, but there was evidence that that was not taking place. And there was also evidence that expenses were being paid without question, even where it was clear they were being overstated. So on one hand, that seems kind of serious enough, but then they started identifying all sorts of other kind of questionable payments and started to look for answers into those. And very soon, what seems to have been quite an elaborate fraud involving forgery and cover-up. And bear in mind, there have been many admissions made already by Mr. Maloney, so we are safe enough in saying that he has admitted to a lot of this. This all began to unravel and emerge into the open.
And then November last year, November of 2020, the decision was made to suspend David Maloney as CEO, and then he went on to resign in February. After his resignation, though, he went to his Boher email account and deleted most of the content there.
Yes, there was an IT expert brought in pretty quickly by Boher to try and secure the data in that account, and she discovered that 98% of his email inbox had actually been deleted remotely. And she said on affidavit that this was linked to the accessing of this was linked to the IP address at his home. Mm-hmm. Now, those emails, to the best of our knowledge, they've been recovered, and it's certainly clear from the High Court proceedings to date that the emails that have been recovered have been absolutely crucial in basically establishing the money trail here. Right. And
now, Shane, you said there earlier that David Maloney made some substantial admissions. Now, what has he admitted to doing?
He has admitted to... there was one particular project in Tanzania where he basically claimed that he'd given a congregation there, the Congregation of Mary Immaculate, substantial payments between 2011 and 2019. Now, initially, it was thought there was about 192,000. Now it looks like just 287,000. And he's basically admitted that he took this money. And he's also claimed that one of the co-founders of Bohr, Peter Ireton, took some of that money as well. It hasn't been quantified who was supposed to have taken what. And Mr. Ireton passed away recently, so he's not around, I suppose, to be asked about that. But that's one admission that he has made.
And you spoke to the nun involved in that project.
I did. Sister V.G. Daly, she basically spoke to me about the project and how she learned that, about this money that she was supposed to have received. And she said she was still in a state of shock. There was a Zoom meeting with the interim CEO of Bohr where she was basically asked about this. And she said, look, we didn't receive a penny. She said she'd actually been asking Bohr for money for years, and she'd met David Maloney during a trip to Ireland and hadn't received any of that money. And she spoke about what that money could have been spent on. She works with a project that helps children who've been victims of labour and sexual exploitation, child trafficking victims. Mm-hmm. in Tanzania.
But it had been claimed that she was getting this money over 7 years. She tells you that she didn't see a penny. Now, the other admission that he made related to this UK consultancy, Agricultural Innovation Consultants Limited.
Yes, this was a company that was set up in 2018, and £110,000 sterling was paid into it in 2018 and 2019. Now, this was supposed to have been in relation to projects in Rwanda, grants for entrepreneurs and that sort of thing. But according to an affidavit filed by Harry Lawler, the Bohr chairman, he basically said, look, to him it appeared that these projects have been falsified. They'd obviously done considerable investigations to see what had become of the money, but they couldn't figure out what became of the money. Now David Maloney has belatedly admitted taking £36,000 of this, and he has alleged that another Bohr co-founder and a former board member called Billy Kelly took £40,000. Now, I previously spoken to Mr. Kelly, who has denied wrongdoing.
Okay, and then when it comes to credit cards, using credit cards for personal expenses, what has David Maloney said on that front?
We haven't really been told what admissions he's made in that regard, at least not yet, and that may become clear after he files this affidavit today. But what was alleged at the outset was that there were 47,000 in what appeared to be personal expenses. This included money spent on flights between Shannon and Mallorca, and expenses relation to car hire and so on and so forth.
So then when we come to today, what exactly does the court want to know from David Maloney by 5 o'clock today, Shane?
So there's quite a lot of detail being sought. He's been ordered basically to set out on affidavit what funds were actually taken by him, because it's still unclear. I mean, they believe it's 769,000 at least, but there could be more. And they had initially thought it was 465, and that jumped quite quickly. So he has to set out all of that. He has to identify the accounts where the funds were paid into. He has to disclose what became of the money, and he has to disclose all of his assets. Now, he has previously said, we know this via his admissions he's made and via his legal team, he says that he spent his money on his lifestyle, that the money is gone. So it'll be very interesting to see, precisely what did he spend it on. It's quite a lot of money. it's clear from the admissions he's made and the allegations he's making himself that he didn't spend it all himself. We know that. So who got what? This is the sort of stuff that I suppose should become clearer if Mr. Maloney, files the affidavit in line with the orders of the court.
Okay, and the Gardaí are involved in an investigation as well, Shane?
That's right. The Gardaí have been investigating this for a couple of weeks. They conducted a search at David Maloney's house. And those investigations are very much ongoing. To the best of our knowledge, no one has been arrested or anything like that yet.
Shane, we'll leave it there for now. But of course, this story is going to run on. It's in the High Court today. An answer is expected, as you said, from David Maloney in an affidavit. Shane Phelan, Legal Affairs Editor with the Irish Independent. After the break, we're going to continue on our travel series with Fionn Davenport. We're heading to Connacht.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.